welcome to this Sunday morning meeting podcast from Kingdom Faith Yorkshire.
Hallelujah. Right, praise God. If you didn't grab everything that was on that church bulletin, on the church notices there, remember, you've got the bulletin as well to back it up. But what we want to move on to is we've got these four wonderful people sitting down the front here. And John, if you'd like to come up, John, a nice round of applause again, please. Now, John, as I said earlier, is Chair of Trustees for the Rainbow Centre, and I'll hand everything else over to you, I think.
Thank you very much, Paul. Well, as we've sung this morning, there's no other king, there's no other Lord. That's why the Rainbow Centre exists. If Jesus wasn't Lord, I wouldn't be interested in the Rainbow Centre. We believe we're doing the Lord's work. Now, can I introduce you to my colleagues, then, first of all, please? Would you like to all come up? Marco, Jan, and Trish. They'll explain who they are and what they do in a moment. Marco has had the very best of preparation for this morning's meeting. None. He was... we had actually planned for somebody else to come who couldn't make it. And Marco was sat in the Holy Apostles' service listening to the sermon, I believe, and somebody tapped him on the shoulder and said, "Would you come with us?" So here's Marco. Now, Marco has been associated with the centre now for a little while, and we're going to ask him this morning just to tell his story, really. He came along to the centre for some assistance, and he's received that over a period of time, and he's now works as a volunteer for us, and is a very great help to us in the Rainbow Centre. So, Marco, would you tell us, first of all, how did you come to be involved with the Rainbow Centre?
I come to be involved with the Rainbow Centre because when I come here, I was homeless and I used to live in a tent. And there was no other help like available. Someone suggested I go to the Rainbow Centre because, like, it was one weekend and some people even stole my tent. So, like, that was, like, where my accommodation was gone. So I was just, like, up by the spa, sleeping in the shelters. And I used to go to the Rainbow Centres, and they used to help me with food and, like, help me with clothing and things. And then, like, I got more involved, and Jan found me somewhere to stay, and I decided to stay and try and make a life for myself here. And since then, I've been a volunteer at the centre. I do painting, decorating, and do other little jobs and things what help the centre. I talk to other people what come in, and, like, if I see people what are homeless or need help on the streets and that, I send them in the direction of the Rainbow Centre because there are good people there. There's, like, people, like, what can counsel you and get you out of your situations, what you need. And, like, I had a drink problem as well, and, like, I was given help with that and, like, get myself together, really. And, like, if it wasn't for the Rainbow Centre, I probably wouldn't be here now.
Thanks, Marco, for that. Could you tell us, Marco, as well, where are you usually on a Sunday morning and at about 9 o'clock every morning, Monday to Friday?
At the Rainbow Centre. And, like, with everybody else.
Every morning at the Rainbow Centre we have a prayer meeting at 9 o'clock. How can you do this work without you seeking the Lord? Every day, 9 o'clock every morning. Who's there at 9 o'clock every morning? Marco. Praise the Lord. Thanks, Marco. I'd now like to ask my other two colleagues here. Trish Kinsella is the centre manager, and Jan Wells, who happens to be my wife, is the client support worker. So I would like you two ladies, please, just to tell us a little about what you do in the centre.
Well, I just oversee what happens and sort of work with the volunteers so that they have jobs to do. In the past, we've had a very successful Volunteers into Work programme, which a lot of the clients become volunteers. They work with Jan, and slowly, they might become able to help. and then they become volunteers. So through training and through work with them, we can get them into work and get them into sustained work. I think what I want to say at the moment, what I feel is for me to say, is that drink and drugs and all the other addictions that people have are no respecter of persons. The devil's no respecter of persons. And there's no stereotypical image of a person who's got drug and alcohol problems. And so when you see a person who's got those problems, you know, it's easy to automatically think that they come from a home that's got no love, or they come from a home that doesn't want them. Yes, that happens lots and lots of times, but it doesn't always happen. It isn't always the case. And at the centre, I mean, Jan will tell you about the wonderful work that she does. It's all sorts of people come into the centre from all walks of life. Not just the ones that you see on rundown council estates, but yes, they do too. But they come from all walks of life. It could be your son, it could be your grandson, it could be your daughter, it could be your granddaughter. It could be anybody. So please, when you see people out there, don't look at the person, look at the face and look behind that and just wonder why they've come to it. We're not saying go out and hug a hoodie, but just, you know, don't condemn, and I know you don't, but I used to, but, you know, you don't. But just think about them as people. At the Rainbow Centre, we treat people the way we would want to be treated. And we're there, all of us, we're there because we believe it's where Jesus wants us. And we couldn't do without our volunteers. One of our volunteers is here now. One of our most loyal, devoted volunteers is here now, and that's Joan. If ever you want to hear about the Rainbow Centre, ask Joan. She is wonderful. And we couldn't do without the volunteers that we have. We couldn't work without them. So that's just a little bit.
We do become a double act through this because we pick up on each other, so excuse us, we do pass forward. Two things I'd like to pick up on, really. The first thing Marco said, what he failed to tell you was that through working with us, he's now maintained his relationship with his mum. And I think mum's coming to meet me on Tuesday and see you. So that, praise the Lord for that, because they've been estranged for some time. And so we've just seen God really at work bringing a family back together again. So praise the Lord. And I can't remember the second thing. It was important at the time, but it's gone. Anyway, my name is Jan, and I work as the client support worker at the Rainbow Centre. I work one-to-one with the clients, and the job is really diverse. If I give you a typical day, somebody could ask me for a safety pin to pin up jeans that are ripped or falling down, followed by a lady who might be suffering domestic violence, suffering by someone who's homeless, suffering by someone who's just got an alcohol problem or whatever. We do a lot of signposting. We do not profess to be expert in anything, but we usually know a man or a woman who can help. And so we do lots of signposting. And because of that, we have got close contacts now and connections with the council, with the Cambridge Centre, with the Foundation Housing. Lots of people around the town are quite happy to work with us and indeed do refer people to us. Probation, yeah, job centre. And lots of people hold our leaflets and do refer people to us. What we can do if a homeless person presents is offer them a shower, food, clean clothing, someone to listen to. We believe it's no good hitting them with the gospel when they arrive hungry, lonely, and whatever. We have to treat the physical needs first, and God leads us into the rest. And as John said, Marco now joins us every morning for prayers, and he's quite integral in the 10 o'clock service. Trish said about homeless people or people with addictions, you have to look beyond what you actually see. Jesus loves those people just as much as he loves you, just as much as he loves me. And you really have to look beyond that. And Jesus does help you with that too. A lovely story. It's on my mind because it only happened on Friday. We worked with a guy who was street homeless in the summer. Ex-army. Arrived in Scarborough, was in a tent. He was mugged 3 times. His tent was slashed. So we helped him get out of Scarborough via homeless support services, and he went to a hostel in York for a while. That didn't work out, so he came back to Scarborough. He presented in the centre about 3 weeks ago with a wedding invitation for us. He's met a lady, and we went to the wedding on Friday, so praise the Lord. He's a reformed character, is off alcohol, well, sort of off alcohol. He did have a pint to celebrate his wedding, but what a changed man. And just thanked us for the little part we played in getting him to that point. Anything I've missed out? So, yes, it's very busy. Statistics, boring bit of everybody's job, really. We give out food parcels, furniture, clothing, and obviously we keep records because these days when you're fundraising, people need numbers. Food parcels this year, we've given 200 plus. Clothing, we don't keep a record of. We just give it as it comes in, we give it out. Furniture, we're up to 40 plus. We've assisted 40 plus families with furniture. And assisting people into accommodation over the last financial year, 75 plus. And that's working very closely with homeless support and the council. And once you've moved a homeless person into a house, it is no good leaving them. You have to then start tenancy support because you're fetching somebody off the street who is not used to utility bills as we are. And so you have to then work alongside them. And so we get involved in some of that, but we also work with Stonham Housing on that as well. We help them get GPs for medical treatment. We're in touch with a GP in the town who works with homeless people. What else? We've just had Trish was very successful in getting some monies to assist people who live in a deprived area who couldn't normally afford sports, to assist them to go and play football or whatever they want to do, as long as it's sports associated. We sent a lot of our clients to a boxing club, which has now closed down, unfortunately, but for the first time in their lives, they were able to go and express themselves in the form of boxing, which was really good. But, do you know, we had a lovely smile off one of these guys who, for the first time in his life, had a certificate through boxing. And that smile is worth a pot of gold to us. And we have the picture in our lounge area now. Marco at the moment swims and gyms every day down at the Pease Home Park swimming pool. So we do have this pot of money to encourage people back into sporting activities. So it's quite diverse, and we, I think, speak for all of us really. It's so humbling and such a privilege that God trusts us with his people. And why do we do it? Because we love the Lord Jesus for no other reason. And the glory goes back to him.
Just very quickly, I just want to say that we aren't do-gooders. We don't pat heads. They're there, never mind. We are quite a formidable duo. We ask people to leave if the antisocial behaviour. We don't do it lightly. We don't just say go. We talk with them, but we are not a soft touch. People are expected to take responsibility for their own lives. And Jan says about the food parcels, the food bags that are given out. Very much on our hearts, and I know very much on Jan's heart, is that we don't feed the habit. If people come in for a bag of food, that's fine. That's the first time they've come in and everybody needs help. And then they come in again. Well, why are they coming in? Because they're getting the benefits sorted out. And then they come in again. Well, they're spending the money, maybe, on drink or drugs. And we aren't there to feed a habit. So anything that you donate, any food that you donate, or any clothes that you donate, yes, they are given out. But they aren't giving out willy-nilly. They're not giving out without a lot of work and thought from Jan. It's not just, there's somebody here who needs a food bag. It's you've got to look beyond that and think, well, you're not going to support the habit. But we are not a soft touch. Neither are we Christian do-gooders. We are very professional, very firm. The centre has grown, and it's a good place to be. We love the work that we do. It's a privilege, like Jan says, to do that work. So I don't know what Jan's going to say, but any clothes, any furniture, any food, please just give us a ring, and I'm sure that we can help take it off your hands. So.
Just on a sad note, really, I mean, it isn't all lovely news. I mean, over the years I've been there, which is 4 years now, we have actually been to 5 funerals. We've lost some of our family as they become, and most of it drug or alcohol related. One specifically comes to mind, a young girl in the summer, 28 years of age, on heroin. She'd just undertaken a spell in prison. She came out, and within 48 hours she was dead. You've probably read about it in the newspaper, a lovely girl. And so it isn't all wonderful news. We have had our sorrows too. So, yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. Why we do this, because the love of Jesus, we want to see lives changed. We want to see people, you know, from coming in a state of some desperation to having an even path to their life, back on their feet, in accommodation, in employment, hopefully. But, I mean, the greatest thing is if we can introduce people to the gospel. That's the one thing, isn't it, that's really going to change lives. And so we don't hold back from telling people why we do what we do. And it's lovely when we see people like Marco coming along to prayer meetings, on when we see people or clients coming into Alpha courses. And we just want to see people come to the Lord and see life changed. So I want to thank you very much for listening to us this morning. There are two things we can ask of you, in addition to the things that have been mentioned about clothes and about food and about furniture. We need prayer. You know, we need the Lord's power in this. And so I would ask you to pray, please pray for the Rainbow Center. Pray for the staff, pray for the volunteers. Pray that people will hear about it, the right people. People will come along and we will be able to do the Lord's work and let the Lord do his stuff with people and change lives. In addition to prayer, we can always use finance. We don't get any government funding, and we really are saying to Christians in the town at the minute, if you feel you can help us financially, we would be so grateful. Regular income is the greatest thing for us, because we have regular expenditure. If you feel you could support us on a regular basis, that would be wonderful. I mean, we asked people around the country, if you can afford to give us 10 quid a month, that would be fantastic. We've got some forms here, which I think will be available after the service. And if you feel you can help us in that way, it's great. And if you fill the form in, it's even better if you pay tax, because we can get we can gift aid it and get 28% more on whatever you can give us. So anything you can do like that for us, fantastic. And please don't forget to pray for the work of the centre. So thank you very much for listening to us this morning. Thank you.
Don't sit down. Sorry, don't sit down. Joan, would you like to come and... Yeah.
This morning in the prayer meeting, I felt the Lord would have me read that passage from John that says, "Except a grain of wheat falling to the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it brings forth much fruit." And this really, it's a costly work. I know it's a costly work for them. And they do it for the love of Jesus, but they need prayer. And at the end of the prayer meeting, just as we finished, and I didn't actually know they were coming today, the Lord reminded me of Moses. And in the battle situation, he had to have his hands held up. And when the hands were held up, the work went forward. When the hands went down, the battle went against them. And I believe that's the word for this church this morning, that the Lord would have us say, we will be those hands that hold you up in prayer and support, because it is a battleground there, but it is the Lord's work, and the Lord is working. And I've seen great things done. It's been such a pleasure to work with them. They are such lovely people of God. And I believe the Lord would have us support them wholeheartedly. And just remember, through the day, if the Lord just prompts you, you don't need to know what's going on, just lift up your hands and begin to seek the Lord, and he will bless his work, because we're all one body, and I think that's something that's coming across. When we went into the prayer meeting this morning, Chris said this morning, she wanted to pray about unity, and I believe this is where it is. Thank you.
Amen. We want to actually pray for you, so if you could sort of stand together as the team. Perhaps Martin and Kate and Claire, you could come up and we'll... But let's all stand up, shall we? And we'll see what the Lord gives us in prayer for these guys.
Lord Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're very aware at this time of Advent that when you came from your glory to earth, you came in humility. You came and you dwelt with the poor and the lonely, Jesus, and you reached out to those that religion wasn't reaching out to. So, Father God, I thank you for these Christian brothers and sisters at the Rainbow Center, Father, that are reaching out in your love, reaching out with your power, Lord, to those who are not in a good place, that just need that helping hand, Lord. And Father God, we just want to lift their hands up as they do this work. And we want to pray for them and thank you for them, Lord, and stand behind them and say that we're with them. And we want to see this work go forward, Lord. We want to see your kingdom come and your will be done here in Scarborough in so many lives. Father God, thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God gave Nehemiah a commission, a man from nowhere, to rebuild a city that was torn down. God has given you a commission to rebuild lives that have been broken down. And the Lord would say to you, I am with you. I am with you. That encompasses everything in the nature and the love of God to provide for you, to give, to bring, to release, to take you guys higher. As you stand before him and seek him, the Lord is saying, I am taking you higher. I am taking you deeper into me. This work isn't just about what you do. It is about what I do in you, says the Lord, and what I do through you. And you are going to see great things in the coming days. The battle is won, says the Lord. Stand in that victory this morning that I have won the battle. I will hold up your arms. And I will declare praise over you. I will rejoice over you with singing, says the Lord, because of what you are doing in my name. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
Father, thank you that you are good. Thank you that for the words that Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of these, you do to me. Father, and I thank you that you say, well done, good and faithful servants. Father, I thank you for these people, Lord God. I thank you, Lord, that they are in the heart of your will, Father God, doing what you want them to do, Father God, what's on your heart, reaching out to the poor and needy, Father God. And Lord, we do get behind them, Lord, and we lift them up, Father God. And Lord, I ask that you strengthen them, you give them wisdom, grace. You fill them with your mercy. Father God, I thank you, Lord, that you would want them to act justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with her God, Father God. I thank you that they are doing that day by day, Father God. Lord, I ask that you draw them closer to yourself, Lord God. Lord, that you draw them closer to yourself, Lord, and that people who look at them and touch them, Father God, will touch you, Father. Father, touch many people through them, Father God. I ask that in Jesus' name, Father God. Lord, that the people who come into the Rainbow Center will see you, Lord God. See you, Lord God. Thank you, Father.
Just pray that your glory will descend, your presence will be in that place, so that everyone who walks through the door will know this is an unusual place, a place where they can find that which meets their deepest need. We just lift up the cross of Jesus, because we know through the power of the blood there is complete deliverance. And I pray, Father, that you encourage this team, that you build them up in you day by day, that you will strengthen them. I pray, Father God, that you will give them the counsel, the wisdom, that spirit of understanding, because, Lord, they walk through a minefield, as it were. And I pray that they may know that you are speaking through them, that they will have anointed lips, because, Lord, you've already given them that compassion in their hearts. And it's your call for this work, and they've responded to that call. And, Father, we know that when we step out in faith to do what you would have us do, then, Lord, you're mighty to move, and you supply all that we need, whether it's counsel, whatever the need is. And I just pray, Lord, that you would bless them. And I thank you for them, Lord. I thank you for their ministry. And I pray, Lord, that they will know that this is the season of fruitfulness, that the seed that has been sown over the years will begin to spring up, and it will spring up with a mighty harvest, and it will be a place to the glory of God. And it is the name of Jesus that will be praised in this town. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's just lift this up. Come on, and let's just lift the whole work up by praising God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, we speak your victory down at the Rainbow Center, that we see life after life after life after life being set free. Hallelujah. Set free from drugs, set free from alcohol, set free from abusive relationships. Father, we speak your freedom. Thank you, Jesus, that you died for every person that walks into that place. Hallelujah. And Father, that we would desire every person that walks into that place to know the Lord Jesus. We know there might be many that won't, but we don't care, Father. We want them to know the love of Jesus served up to them, Father. And we'll give praise for every single life that does is surrendered to you. But what we do pray, Lord, is, Father, that there would be an increase of the number of people who, as they get set free, come to know true freedom in Jesus. Hallelujah. Your freedom in Jesus, Father, that these people would be become part of the local church here in the town, Father, and walk with you, Father, that they wouldn't just be saved from a situation, but saved to walking in that freedom, Father, that they would be able to go out and bring others in, and that we would see others saved, Father. We pray that the Rainbow Center and the way you use it, Father, would be behind many, many people from difficult backgrounds or stressful situations that become to know the Lord and then win others for the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. And Father, we pray that you just pour out your blessings financially on this place. Hallelujah. Father, we know that many of the secular sources have dried up recently because they're now established. But because they're now established, they need the continuing finances to continue the good work. Hallelujah. Father, we pray that you give them favor with various governmental authorities or local governments or charities or business, wherever they need it, Father, we pray that they would have favor for a release and a continuing release of funds into the work of the Rainbow Center. Hallelujah. Father, we pray your blessing on this work. Hallelujah. And we know that where there is your blessing, there is prosperity. And prosperity is prosperity in health and life and financially, Father. And we thank you for great financial blessing on this place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And all God's people said,
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Amen. You have to come back now and tell us stories of what's happening. Preaching this morning. Whoa. I've just got a couple of administration things, really. The first one is to highlight those forms that John was just talking about. I think what we'll do as well, John, is maybe if Richard could arrange this, have a basket out there that maybe you could have in case anybody would just like this morning to give something into the work of the Rainbow Center just as a once-off or whatever. If they want to write a check, who do they make checks to?
St. Mary's Rainbow Center.
St. Mary's Rainbow Center at Holy Apostles Church, but called the Rainbow Center. If you're not sure, just see John. It's on one of these forms as well. Okay, you've got a small leaflet about the centre there, but Peter's going to make sure everybody gets hold of one of those. And Peter's also going to go around with a bank standing order form. So take hold of one of those, because God might speak to you later on. Because as John says, it's great to put something in an offering for this morning, but also, as well as ongoing prayer support, what they would really like is ongoing financial support. And that really helps them with all the monthly bills that are coming in as well. So that's going to be coming out this morning.
Okay? We are so blessed, aren't we, to have this work happening in our town. Yeah. Amen? It's so good to be able to stand together and say, yep, this is the church in the town doing what the church should do. Amen? I know it's...
It's not just about the work, that's it's about the cafe, but one big way that people can support us is to support the cafe and spend money in the cafe.
Okay.
It's a lovely place to be. And it's a wonderful atmosphere. You'll see Joan. And it's just a really good place. That's a good way of supporting the centre.
Yeah, see, so the serving staff are lovely in the cafe. Okay, praise God. Now, the other thing, let me just have a look. Got wires everywhere here. Right, I just want to look at something. Oh yeah, let's just... I'm not going to go into, as I say, a preach this morning. I just want to look back at one verse we looked at last week, if that's okay. It's Hebrews 10, verse 24. Can we just have a quick look there? And of course it says, and let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but let us encourage one another, and all the more as we see the day approaching. Now, as I pointed out last week, the great thing about this passage is that the opposite of not meeting is not attending a meeting. It's encouraging one another. We're not supposed to be comfy purple chair fillers or pew fillers at St. Mary's or whatever chairs you've got at Holy Apostles. I don't know. That's not our role. God has called each person in the body to be contributors. Yes? We're all part of the priesthood. The other verse that I picked up on last week was 1 Peter 2:9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood. Okay? And the priesthood has been chosen to proclaim the works of God. All right? Now, let's see. The opposite of meeting together is not attending, but encouraging one another. And this is where God is leading us in terms of the whole open house thing, isn't it? I even mentioned it on the video. You can't get away from it. It's easy to get a little bit confused. There's different ways that God is using this term, I suppose. It's the idea of our houses being open to people and inviting our friends and our neighbours around. It's that kind of open house. There's the open house where key homes are becoming places where people gather, and you have the kind of open house meeting, which I'll be talking about a bit more next week, going through some of the practical stuff. So you might want to bring a notebook with you next week and make some notes of some of the practical things that we can be doing together, okay? But at the moment, all we're looking at is this word that says, don't give up meeting together. All right. Now, if we're going to be meeting together, it's very helpful to know who is part of the vision. Yeah, who is behind what God has been saying to us. It's okay saying the name of the Lord is a strong tower and the righteous that run into it and they are saved. But if you've been identifying with that over the past few months since we started here in September, last couple of months, I suppose, really. If you're saying, yeah, that's me, that's what God has called me to be part of this here, then you haven't really had the opportunity yet to say, yes, I'm part of it, apart from turning up on a Sunday. And yet God is saying it's going to be much more than a Sunday, you know, it's 24/7. So how else is there? And that really is the reason that this morning we want to begin to give out some forms to you to allow you to fill in and say, yes, I'm a member of this church. I'm part of this church. As I've said before, we won't ever do it like this again. And when I said that, I didn't mean it would be like a once-off Sunday morning and that was it. You'd blown it if you weren't here. Which somebody did interpret it as that. I didn't mean that. I meant this period of time, it's a once-off, okay? After that, we will do... We'll have some membership classes or something like that on a Saturday and give people the opportunity again really to hear some of the things that God has been saying to us. So you'll hear about Dare to Dream. You'll hear about Welcome Home. You'll hear about Open House. And you're probably thinking, I don't want to go into any more meetings about Open House. But so you better get signed up now. So... It's, as I say, it's a bit of a paperwork admin morning because you've got the bank standing orders from the Rainbow Centre. But also, Peter is going to start giving out, even as I am speaking, he might grab a couple of others to help him, some of these
jump-in contact forms. They're called jump-in because we're talking about jumping into what God is doing, jumping into the vision, jumping in and going with the flow. Maybe it's like the river of God. We're going to jump in and go with it. And we know we're not perfect. You know, God is telling us more and more how to be a community. And we know we're not perfect as a community, but we do want to learn. You know, and we're going to make terrible mistakes and we're probably going to let one another down and everything else. But God is about building us together and learning from one another and therefore by forgiving one another. So the great thing about doing this is we'll also be able to collect the details in and so that we can sort of republish a church directory. Now, some of you might have reasons for not putting your name and address in the church directory, and that's fine. Just record it on the form that you can't do that. But it still means we can have a master list in the church office so that if we want to get hold of you, we can, which is kind of nice. You know? But it also means that when the directory is done, we can give it out to everybody so that if you want to talk to Nabil or you want to talk to Nigel, you've got a phone number and you can get hold of them, because it's very difficult to live as a community when we don't actually know where everybody lives. You know, I know most of us probably living in Scarborough, but other than that, we're scattered over quite a wide area, aren't we? So there's opportunity. You can put your phone down, your mobile phone on here, although switch it off in meetings. And sorry, whoever that was. And email. I remember once in a meeting, one of the big meetings down south at the NRC, a phone was going off. It was going beep, beep. And I was thinking, oh, that's so annoying. I wish somebody would turn their phone off. It was only a little bit later after the meeting. It went on for ages. After the meeting, I found out it was my phone telling me that the battery was low. Because I knew it wasn't my phone, because my phone was on silent, so it wouldn't have been making a noise, would it? Beep. Oh, dear. And, of course, it wasn't disturbing anybody, because I was only on the front row. Oh, hallelujah. So it'd be great to get those details down. And go with that word. Let us consider. That's good, isn't it? Consider. Yeah. Let us consider how we may spur one another on. I like that too. It's about encouraging one another. Open house is about building one another up, encouraging one another for greater things. Yeah, let's encourage Joan in what she's doing at the centre. Let's encourage these guys by giving in to what they're doing. Let's encourage them by continuing to pray for them. Maybe some of you this morning, when we were praying, you did get something, you sort of think, yeah, I'd really like to share this with these guys. You know, you think you've got something from the Lord, a word or a scripture or a picture. Please don't let them go home and you go home and think, wasn't that lovely. Share it with them. Make sure they get it. That kind of thing can be very, very encouraging when you're in that situation. Or maybe you're going to encourage them by, some of you might have even been touched to think, I'd like to get involved with that. I've been wondering how I could get amongst the people of Scarborough. You had your answer this morning. You'll meet a lot of people if you're helping in the cafe. Amen. And there's many other things to do. You can talk to Jan. You can talk to John. They'll be glad to have you. I'm sure. Let us encourage one another. Let's consider how we may encourage one another and spur one another on towards love and good deeds. Let us not give up meeting together. And we're back to that. Let us encourage one another. And all the more as we see the day approaching. If you read the newspapers, they're not generally full of good news. There are signs that the end is approaching. So the day is approaching. So all the more, encourage one another, spur one another on, and let's sort of grab hold of what God is saying to us, so that when God says, right, start the open house meetings, we just sort of say, right, let's go. Come on, where am I going? Who am I going to go to? Which house am I going to go to? And we're just spurred on, ready to go. And God is teaching us things through these big meetings. I mean, like God Encounter on Thursday night was just God giving a little window opening on how it can be. It was like a toddler taking their first steps. I believe there's so much more that God wants from everybody and everybody being able to contribute. But it's just really all of us now hearing from God and saying, yep, that's the way forward. I'm behind it. So make sure you get one of those forms. There's a box which is here at the moment, but I'll give it to Peter. He's the man running around doing everything this morning. And there you go. There's some pens in there as well if you've not got any pens. And please fill it in. We didn't have a long sermon this morning, but our sermon was these four people. The word of the Lord came to us through these four. Yes. Amen. Amen. Take a walk across the room. Remember that?
Yes.
There you go. Well, praise God. Let's go and have a cup of tea.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com/Yorkshire.